Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hi, I'm Lady Bushra fan Danny Beard.
And I'm Lady Bushra hater Billy Andrew.
And this week on the Gossip Gaze podcast, Billy's enjoying the taste of wood in his mouth.
Danny's crime doc is coming soon.
And our two extra special guests are telling us a special way how we can all fuck the police.
Woohoo!
It's a good show, girls.
Hello and welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast with me, Danny Beard.
And me, DJ Billy Andrew, and...
And...
Who else have we got?
Who have we got? Introduce yourselves, girlies. We've got special guests in the studio.
Hi.
Who are we?
We're the special guests. We are Amir and Amir.
Yes, we are the You Don't Love Me Boys.
And so this is a crossover.
This is technically
a
crossover,
this is
yes.
Technically, today's show is... The Gossip Love Me Boys? You don't,
you don't love the Gossip Gaze. Yes. You don't love Gossip Gaze. There we go. Yes.
There we go. So tell us a bit about yourself.
Yeah.
Well, we have a podcast called You Don't Love Me because that's what we say to each other whenever we need to de-escalate any argument.
It's what we used to say.
Yes. We don't say it as much as anymore because we don't really argue, no. Do we? But the podcast is all about life from the perspective of a gay South Asian married couple. So basically,
and who are they?
Is us. We're married and we're cousins. No, I'm kidding.
I'm not supposed to tell people that.
No, there was a lot of land in the family. but yeah, we're a married South Asian couple from Bradford, and
we were the first people
from Bradford.
Yeah,
wow.
Ever. Yeah, ever. We were the first gay South Asian people to ever get married in Bradford.
Yeah,
so and did you get married in Bradford?
Yes.
Yeah, wow. We did. Yeah. So then it just became a thing, and so we decided to monetize on it, I suppose. Listen, I'm British Asian, so the British part of me is modest, but the Asian part really isn't.
Right. So. We live.
Yeah.
Well, girlies, we have got some things for you today. We've got confessions galore, anything and everything from genital warts from our brother's boxers to falling in love with a co-worker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're hoping that you might have a little secret confession for us as well.
Maybe. Mm. Maybe.
Do you?
I think so, yeah.
We do. We actually have a You Don't Love Gossip Gaze exclusive. We have a story that we have not told anyone ever.
Not a single friend. Anyone.
Oh,
not a
my God. I'm nervous to hear it.
My arse is clapping.
Anyone.
I don't know if I'm excited, if I'm horny, or I'm scared.
You should be all three.
All the bar, yeah.
All of them.
Maybe all.
I live. Well, thank you for joining us. This is something we've properly wanted to do for a long time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having us.
And also, I think it's worth noting, you're not just Amir. Did you say you're Lady Bushra? We've got Lady
Scandal.
Bushra.
Oh, Amir decoded.
The
yes.
Lady Bushra.
Yes. I when I am not dressed like a man, I...
Sorry, Lady Bushra is not a man.
She's a beautiful bearded lady. Yes, I am Lady Bushra. I play the character of Lady Bushra. And it's
a
lot of fun.
We're bearded sisters.
We are bearded sisters. Apart from that time you did an episode where you talked about your favourite bearded drag queens and didn't mention me. I had to confront you in a club about it, but who
you
remembers
don't
that anyway?
You like your sister. Are you joking?
No, but genuinely, yes, we are bearded sisters. And from one bearded sister to another, it's just such a pleasure seeing you thrive and seeing.
It.
No, genuinely. Like, I don't think we've sat and spoke for a while, but it just feels so good to see you shine in the world, to see you soar.
Well, and thank you. And you, because you,
thank you.
You are a business leader.
Oh,
and
she
you,
is.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Before we get into it, first of all, I want to know what you've been up to this week. I've got a story for you all.
Okay.
From a gig, girls. But I want you to just touch upon the events that you put on and the people that it serves, because you are captivating a market, sis.
Yes.
And I've noticed the watches are getting fancier. You're not shopping in Primark anymore.
I'm living a good life now.
Primark Bradford shut down.
Yes, it has, yeah.
Hey, tell us about it.
Well, so my character, I primarily identify as a comedian, so I do my... Yeah.
Sorry, I identify as
my pronouns
Shame
are heart and
funny.
He. No. Then, bitch, why are you laughing? No. I as a comedian, I'm sort of Lady Bushra is Vicky Pollard goes to Bollywood. Do you know what I mean?
So I love
she's
it.
Funny. She's this loud, larger than life, loud, brashy, bad girl from Bradford, I suppose. So, you know, those are the girls who I grew up with, who I knew. One of my best friends was a lot like Bushra. Thank God we're not friends anymore, because I literally just do him half the time. And it's just taken off. I think and you're right, I am a business-oriented person. And the way that I saw it was that it's a product, essentially, it's a service. And I sort of saw where there's a gap in the market. And I was like, there isn't a South Asian drag artist who is doing it like I'm doing it. So I kind of just pushed through with that. But I do have you two to thank as well. Of course, my husband is my backbone, and you know, he's very supportive and quite ruthless when it comes to feedback. But you know, I am. But you know, I do have you two to thank for as well, you know, for all your support. And you know, especially you, Danny, as well, particularly when I first started, you know, you were very, very giving. And
I think I told you to stop.
So that's what spurred me on.
If that was the fire that you needed, then I'm happy. Well, listen, girls, what have you actually been up to this week? What have you been up to this week? Because I'm going to tell you a story.
You tell us the story then, go on, I want
to
know.
I'm dying to tell you.
Tell it, it's on the tip of your tongue.
Tip of the tongue.
Move from your mouth.
Half of my lips.
Go on.
So I did a gig in London.
Okay.
Train strikes.
And you didn't know there was train strikes.
So I'm laughing, I'm taking the piss, because half the audience hadn't turned up. I'm like, ha ha ha, there's train strike, use all the rich ones because you can afford your Uber there. Get off stage, and I'm like, Billy's partner Morgan is my assistant now. I'm like, Morgan, do the train strikes affect us? And he was like, shit, I don't know. We checked out of our hotel.
Oh, shit.
We had nothing. So I'm like, right, we're going to Old Compton while we sort it out. So I jokingly, I'm like this. Hi, girls, Case and Nace on Instagram. We're stuck in London. Lol, has anyone got a car? Because I looked at Uber was 700 quid. Addison Lee was 800 quid. Or we had to book a hotel.
Oh, do you know what you should have done? You can rent a car, you know, and drop it back in Manchester.
Which would have been a great idea had me and Morgan not downed the rider.
And neither of us could drive.
Oh, girl, you should have called me. I would have driven you down.
What, back from London?
Like, you're not busy.
Oh, no, actually, no.
I was in London.
You're on your own in this
So, we get somebody reach, a couple of people reach out.
Yeah.
One of the people that reaches out, probably listening, says, oh, hi, my boyfriend runs a security business as security. Oh, God, it's giving me hiccups thinking about it. And we can take you home.
Right.
So, they drove to pick us up. From, I can't remember where it was. It was somewhere with an L. I'm just going to guess Loughborough. And picked us up from London and drove us to Manchester. They were nice guys.
Right.
I did fear at some points that we may be turned into dog food. I was in the car 10 minutes and he was like, I can kill a person with my index finger. I don't want to be rude, right? Because these people, they helped me out. They only asked for 100 quid. Give them a bit more than that. But this is where the plot thickens, right? Now, they don't know I know this, so if they are listening, I'm on to you.
Right.
Morgan gets a text that 2 or 3 days later, your information from your client has been leaked on Snapchat with their address. If you value Danny Beard.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, my God.
But luckily,
They wanted money.
Well, we don't know. So I'm like, Morgan, it's not real. It's fake. It's fake. And they basically, I don't know what they wanted. Then I said to Morgan, well, tell them we don't believe we want the screenshots off Snapchat.
Yeah.
They wouldn't provide us with the screenshots. So I don't know if this couple had fell out and they were trying to threaten. I don't know what happened, but it took a dark turn. I was onto the phone to my management company being like, what are we going to do? And she was like, well, calm down.
Yeah.
Like, it's a text message. There's no one in a bush outside your house with a long lens. Like, no one really cares about you. You're not actually famous. Anyway, I got them to drop me off around the corner at like a local restaurant.
Yeah.
And it's not gone any further, but I could have had my own Netflix 5-part documentary made about me because I think I risked death.
Over a text message?
Well, no, over...
The whole experience.
I basically just travelled 5 hours with two potential murderers.
Wow. That you are incredible. So brave.
Well, you know, apparently in your lifetime, you meet 15 serial killers.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah. Oh, I've met plenty.
Yeah.
Wow. You do 15?
Yeah. You do, yeah. There was this one guy. I used to work for a company. Can we say company names?
Say it.
I used to work for We Buy Any Car. Honestly, yeah, I was in my straight era. And I used to buy cars. I used to buy cars in Bradford. And I remember there was this one guy. And I don't know why. I was a bit loopy in the head as well. But like this one guy proper looked like a serial killer. And I said to him, just out of the blue, I was like, you know, you meet up to 15 serial killers. And the look I will never forget. He wanted to kill me, honestly. So I'm convinced die. I have identified one of 14 that I've met so far.
As if you said it to the face?
I did, but that was I needed to make my day interesting. Do you know what I mean? And I was
like, did you want to buy the car?
No, I was like, is he going to kill me? Is he not? Let's find out. Do you know what I mean?
That's kind of hot.
Yeah. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah. There we go.
Full on grinder hookup. Yeah.
We're from Bradford. We live on the edge.
Oh, yeah. We just like hop into vans, you know, suck a dick. Oh.
Oh,
that time?
Excuse me. What word goes before van? Police van. this husband of mine, virgin before he met me. No, he used to hook up with this like police officer.
So
used to park in the police van.
Back in the Bradford days, Keithley to be precise. I was in. That's even worse.
Smash me from Keithley.
Yeah. It's an interesting place.
It's like
I was in Wetherspoons. This is proper Hetty era.
Yeah.
I was in Wetherspoons, very drunk. It was like midnight. And I was on Grindr, and in those, do you know those areas where it's just blank profiles?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Blank profile, and like I had my profile on, it was like this part of my face.
No!
Yeah, I was like,
the
no.
Lips.
Open.
I was wide open and ready. And I got a message, and it was like, yeah, I'm just around the corner in a van. So I was like, oh, why not? You know, why not? So I walked around the corner, I was like, all I can see is a police van. And he was like, yeah, it's me in there. So I jumped right in.
I would
and
have been.
We drove off, we had a really good time. And
oh, I'd
yeah.
been like, put them cuffs on me, baby.
Oh, yeah. Like,
God.
Yeah.
Did you go in the back of the van or did you stay in the front?
Started in the front.
Moved to the back?
Yeah.
Oh, my
then
God.
Then moved to the back. And then we did meet up again.
I mean, I've heard of fuck the police. But you know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh. Do they not have cameras in there or what?
I feel like they must have cameras.
They
in
must nowadays.
Nowadays, what nowadays, we do, yeah. Body then. Cams have been fairly recent.
Yeah.
Like body cams and stuff. They weren't around.
You might be on OnlyFans.
That sounds hot. Body cam.
Well,
I hope not. Free content, I don't think so.
Imagine.
Fucking the police aside, has anyone got any juicy goss from this week before we delve in? Because I need to know about these genital warts from above us boxers, and I need to know what your confession is, girls.
Yeah.
anyone want to confess anything from this week before we move on?
No.
Confess.
So it's only like day two.
Day two been of what?
The week.
Oh, well, but this we're in a fake make believe.
Oh,
lab.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, this is Thursday. Actually,
2 weeks.
Oh wow.
It's actually day. Day four.
Yeah.
What have you got to confess?
I don't.
Yeah.
Know.
What have you done, you little bitch?
I've just been filming all week, but no.
Oh,
I
what
don't.
Have you been filming?
I don't have any
confessions. Do you know what? Can I
make?
Just say?
Yes.
I don't understand when people. Drag queens have this thing where they don't want to talk about filming for their Drag Race audition tape. And I'm like, no, we should.
Yes.
I 100% agree.
Because
the American
it's luck of the draw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not personal. They're making a TV show and they want to put 10 people together that make a good TV show. It doesn't mean someone's better or somebody's worse than another.
Yeah.
And I know I can say that from a position of I've been on.
Yeah.
And I know every time I was auditioning, I used to get in my head and be, oh, I'm not good enough. I'm not good. But I actually think I would have not gone through it as much had we all spoken more about it, but people get so secretive.
Yeah. Can I answer that? Can I respond to that? Okay, so there's several things to it. I completely agree with you. We should be a lot more transparent, a lot more open, fuck the NDA, whatever. But like, I do think we should be a lot more open. The American queens are. I have a lot of American drag queen friends, and they know the auditions for the UK version are open. They've messaged me saying, girl, whatever you need, let us know. Like, they have. In America, I tend to find they're a lot more sort of community-based in that regard, which is great. The other element is that opportunities are finite, mm-hmm. but I think that we shouldn't think like that. We shouldn't have that crab mentality. Something that I've never shared with anyone before, but only me and my husband knows, is how much of a tough time I had auditioning a couple of times because... incidentally, I would get anonymous messages saying, we're going to hack your emails and you think you're going to get on and all sorts. And I had, shall we say, official emails deleted from my accounts that like the other side would confirm and say, yes, we sent you this on X, Y, and Z date. And then it kind of got really deep. And there was a lot. I had a lot of animosity towards me when it came to the whole process of, that's moving terrifying. To the next step. Oh, 100%. Yeah. Last year was quite interesting in that regard. This year, touch wood, nothing like that's happened. But I wish people weren't like that. I wish that, you know, we had more of the Manchester Queens. Do you know what I mean? Manchester Queens are quite community orientated and we want to support each other. That is what I want to see more of.
I think they're best in the country, but that's...
Oh, it's true though. Come on.
I think Manchester
produces
stars. Come on,
of course.
I think it does.
Yeah.
I'm very, very lucky that my drag grew up here, and I think we all are.
Yeah, for sure.
Listen, let's jump in today with our confessions. We're going to bring in one of our producers, not a Samuel, just Sam. His mum was on crack, but we joke and say that she's a Tory, but I think it's official that we should let people know she isn't, because we wouldn't talk to her if she
was. That's my favourite thing that you've ever said on this podcast, is whenever you call him Tory susceptible, it's so funny. And every time I see him, that's all what I can think of. So funny.
So listen, girls, if you want to get in touch with us, share your biggest confessions, dirty dilemmas, mm-hmm. funny stories, anything else, camp, crazy, or cuckoo, then you can get in touch by emailing us, which nobody does anymore, but we're still going to put it out there into the universe. Letters at gossipgazepod.com, yep. DM us on Instagram at gossipgazepod, and you can even get in touch via WhatsApp. You know where it is. It's in the description of the show. Send us text, voice notes, pictures. We love a picture.
Love a picture.
And especially do you get any nudes?
We have had news. We've also had people message asking for illicit substances, and we have to reply and say, this is a podcast. Yeah.
three for 50 or something it was.
Anyway, I wouldn't know anything about that.
Okay, fab.
So we're going to have a short break, and then after this break, we're going to jump straight back in with some of your confessions at home. And hopefully, don't you love me, boys? I've got a confession.
Fabulous.
What's a song with confession in? Hasn't Madonna got one?
Confessions on a Dollar.
Usher.
Huh?
Usher.
Usher. Sing it for me.
No. I'm not having you do that to me again.
Yeah.
These are my confessions.
Let's go to the break.
The Gossip Gaze. Cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Gossip Gaze.
So welcome back. I hope you enjoyed hearing us talking about what we're talking about
Hinge.
This week. Hinge still? Are we still on Hinge?
Still on about Hinge.
I mean, we've both got fellas. Have you ever used Hinge, guys?
No.
Pretend what? You have, because
it's really good.
For this podcast.
Yes.
Oh, we love it. Yeah.
Every night. Yeah. We are somewhat unhinged.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Sam likes Hinge and Minge. So with that in mind, we've got some confessions from our beautiful listeners.
Mm-hmm. Exciting.
Sam's going to give us two of them, and then hopefully you're going to give us our third, and then we're going to choose, me and Billy, who's our gossip queen of the week. We will try and not be biased. If yours is shit...
We'll say it's shit.
We'll say.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay. Sam, hit us with our first confession of the week.
Right, so here's your first one. It says, "Hi, Gossip Gays. I need some advice. I'm 25 and I've been gay ever since I came out when I was 13. I was a hyper-feminine child, and before sexuality and being gay was even a thing, I had feminine interest and only wanted to be friends with other girls."
This person invented being gay, by the way.
That's an accomplishment. That's our next guest, the inventor of gay.
So RuPaul.
However, about 6 months ago, a woman joined the company I work for and left me incredibly confused. We quickly formed a strong bond, and she's heard all about my escapades dating men. But all I can think about is her. She's genuinely gorgeous. I get nervous whenever she's around. I get excited every time we work together. I get excited every time she messages me back. She's genuinely the only girl that's ever made me feel this way. I don't think I should tell her. I don't want her to be uncomfortable around me. Or like I want to use her as an experiment. But my God, it is eating me alive.
What?
I don't know if Tilly, the name I've given to my penis, could do the deed and suddenly become a pescatarian. What should I do?
We've got
a
piece.
Just hold up when we're
Tilly the pescatarian.
If this letter had an anthem, it would be Rihanna, make you feel like the only girl in the world. What the fuck? Let's move away from pescatarian because I feel like it's a little bit misogynistic. Yeah. I don't know why it's called Tilly. Tilly the Willy.
Tilly the Willy. But also there was a drag queen called Tilly Screams and all I can think about is her on the end of it.
Right, let's unpack. So gay boy fancies a girl in work. We've got a lot of people confused about the sex. Last week we had a guy who was with his girlfriend for 4 years and wanted a bit of dick. And now we've got a gay guy who wants a bit of...
I don't think I've ever fancied a woman. I only like... I don't fancy, but I look up to the pop stars like Britney and Madonna. I don't fancy them, though, but I get nervous. I'd shake around them. It's not kind of that feeling, though, is it?
You'd shake what?
I love how he had to, like, clarify the fact that he's gay and still likes Britney. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's a prerequisite to being gay. We get it, bro. All right.
Put the knives away, bitch. I don't know what to say here.
I don't. So
explicitly asked for advice. What should they do?
Follow your heart. Follow Tilly. What do you boys think?
Yeah, I don't think it's that deep. Like
I don't.
You know, you like who you like. Sexuality spectrum. Let's stop labeling stuff. You know, who cares? Just go for it. Follow your heart. Follow Tilly. Dive straight in.
Yeah. It's the Chinese year of woke. Do you know what I mean? Do whatever you want. Having sex with a woman doesn't make you gay. Do you know what I mean? Like, well, the thing is, but genuinely, like, things are just so more fluid these days. And, like, if you're gay, that's fine. And if you like a girl, that's also fine. Like, I did a show and I met a non-romantic living couple. And I was like, that's what we used to call housemates back in the day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, anything's possible.
And I also think, like, maybe tell her. Tell her how you feel.
Don't tell about Tilly. Keep Tilly to yourself.
I mean, keep Tilly. Yeah, good. Keep Tilly the Willy.
Yeah.
You know, firmly in your tighty whities until, you know, the time is right.
Yeah.
I just think maybe tell her. Yeah. Maybe go out on a mate date and tell her.
If you like someone, tell them. You've got nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose. And only something to gain.
Yeah.
Well, except the friendship, maybe, but...
The friendship could go tits up and she could get freaked out. Like, let's get real. She just sees you as a gay best mate currently.
Yeah, but how many girls do you see that fancy the gay best mate? I know lots of...
Oh, yeah.
Girls. She might be like, wow! She yeah. might be the first.
Yeah.
Well, not the first, but you know, she might be like, "What more? My fucking
all the dreams can come true."
Yeah, she might be like that.
You always drop into conversation that maybe you think, "Oh, I don't know. I've started to find girls more attractive. I think that's a possibility." See a reaction. So then she knows.
I'm
like,
so into being bi right now.
I know I invented being gay, but I think I'm going to invent being bisexual.
Yeah, yeah. 100%. I'm a pan now. What do you think? Do you think to tell him? Tell her.
Go for it.
Yeah, go for it.
I know. I say keep it in your pants. I'm sorry. I've turned into a straight woman now. Like, no, it's Adam and Eve, not... Do you know what I mean? Don't tell anyone anything. That's it. Save it for your therapist.
Okay. Yeah. Bushra has spoken. Well, what's our second story, Sam?
Second story. So, hi, Danny and Billy. And You Don't Love Me boys. After hearing you wanted to...
It doesn't say that.
Oh, no, it's my handwriting. It's fine. After hearing you wanted to hear confessions, I wanted to share one of my most naive, embarrassing moments. I was dating a boy for a few years when I was 18. He was a bit older, so naturally, I always thought he knew everything. One day, he told me I needed to go to the STD clinic because he'd gotten genital warts. He told me he got them from his brother wearing his boxers. Because I believed everything he said back then, I just accepted what he said and bounded off to the clinic. I told them what he said, and I will never forget the look of kindness / sadness from the staff as they tried to explain that wasn't possible. Thankfully, he dumped me a couple of years later, and luckily,
yes.
I didn't catch anything else from him.
Bloody hell. Do you know what? You always hear horror stories like, oh, you can get it from a toilet seat or a towel.
I was just going to say, how many people have sat on a toilet seat and got chlamydia? Hurt.
There's no way. It can't happen. It's got to be skin-to-skin contact, darling.
You would know all about it.
I know. I've had conversations.
How many times have you had that Cairo freeze down there, girl?
Cairo, just twice. Twice. Just twice.
This week.
Today. Just twice today. Oh, I feel bad because when you are young and naive, like you do just kind of believe what the older boy is telling you, I think.
Well, I mean, I also, good for him for saying older boy. Mm. 18, couple of years older, I'd say that was a man. No?
18, no.
No, but a couple of 18, 19, 20, we're saying 21, 20. Okay, yes, boy. Yeah. Also, why is he wearing his brother's boxers?
Yeah, that's something that was brushed over a bit too much.
Brushed over.
Yeah.
Have you ever worn a sibling's underwear, guys?
Just me,
no,
sisters.
No, my siblings were proper straight lads, like, minging. Do you know what I mean? Like
with their boxes, like basically cardboard.
Cardboard, yeah. Stiff. Oh no, I wouldn't dare. Also, I'm not a weirdo. Do you know what I mean?
Sorry about that.
I've worn your brother's jacket.
You've worn my brother's jacket, and it gave you warts, didn't it? Yeah. At least that's what he told me. No.
Wow. Okay, well, so far, I'm not going to lie. I think just for the fact that you believe that you could get warts from a pair of underwear, this is winning so far.
Yeah. But we've got one more confession.
One Amir, more, and it's from Amir, you guys.
Tell me.
Okay, babe.
Oh, fuck.
Take it away.
Shall I start?
Yeah, is it my husband? He's a published author, so he's great at literature. Set the scene, tell us a story.
I'm going to set the scene. In.
Do you want to plug the book first?
Wait, you got a camera? Let me just...
Honey. Funny you should mention that.
Fab.
Oh, what's this? Ooh. This is... What camera am I looking into?
Camera, please.
This is my first ever anthology. Can I Escape My Mind? I know it's real.
I can't believe there's that many pages for the answer now.
It's a lot of no until we get to the end. So yeah, I'm super proud of this. It's a journey through poetry and through words of me going through therapy, escaping my mind, my trauma into happiness.
And I love the cover.
Thank you so much.
And I know. See this. Thank you for the gift.
And
it's
guess
lovely.
Well, guys. Oh, well,
and there's a lovely picture on the back.
Guys, we have.
Oh, I was joking. Oh, bless you.
I know you can't read, but you know.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that's really super, cool. Super proud.
Congratulations. Thank you.
There we go.
Can I look at this? Oh, and the bookmark is a little.
It's a nude
Polaroid.
Oh, no, it's not. It's a Polaroid. I thought you put your nude in.
Right. Book aside. confess.
Confession time.
Okay, we've never told anyone this, and nobody knows at all apart from us two, and maybe some people in Toronto. That saw it happen. So let's set the scene. We were in...
No. We have to give the tagline first.
Go on.
This is the story of when me and my husband were in Toronto International Airport and we greened out highest kites so badly that we had all four emergency services and we were not allowed to board a plane and we had to be escorted to a hotel room and not fly out until the following day, and my husband nearly died. He would have been the first person to have ever died. And we have never
from weed. Is this a confession or an obituary?
A bit of both.
Right, okay.
What actually happened then?
So we were in Toronto because this one was so blessed to be booked by the biggest LGBT Bollywood night in the world. It was phenomenal, magical, great.
And so we were already on a high.
Yeah. Okay. So we were on such a high, and we were flying to New York because you were doing a cabaret at Lowry Beachman. And
was this recent? Sorry, you've just been like, yeah, was it that long ago?
This was just before LA DragCon.
So. Right. April, May time. Yeah.
I'm shook.
Yeah. So
you've won, by the way, already.
Yeah, we got an email from the airport and they were like, get there early because your flights might be changed. So we got there early. The flights weren't changed. So we decided to go to Starbucks and spend, you know, the day in Toronto. And getting high is legal over there.
Yeah.
So we were like, okay, any coffee shops open at 8 a.m., 9 a.m.? Yeah. And you managed to find one. And you bought the coffee, didn't you?
Yeah, I am responsible. Well, I'm not going to say
it. So hang on, it was a coffee that got you high.
Yeah, so it was basically like when you have an edible, like I don't get high anymore, obviously, but like I would literally have like a crumb and I'd be high for like 48 hours. you know what I've been like, but like...
I've witnessed it.
Yeah, so it's like 2, 3, 4, 5 milligrams. This was 60 milligrams per drink.
Was it?
Yeah,
I thought
60.
It was 20.
No, it was 60. Because I said to her, we're about to go on a flight. What is it that we can have that will get us really merry? And she was like, yeah, you'll feel high as kites with this. So I was like, great. So we downed these drinks and we started feeling high.
It was really good at first.
It was great.
Oh, were you giggling?
It was just
giggling,
like...
We were having a laugh and amazing. Then it turned dark because
you were sitting there in the airport editing content, and I just remember going, and you went to get food, and I was going, and I thought food would help, and you wouldn't.
We just started music would help. Paranoid and scared, and the sounds of the engines, you can hear everything.
Oh my god!
And then I gave him some music and food, and I wasn't feeling well, and I was like, I know he's gonna start losing his shit in a set any minute now, and he was like, I'm fine, and then he put his music on, and then he took it off, and he went, I'm not fine.
And I passed out.
And then his face, I kid you not, I've never seen anyone turn green. His face turned green. And then he constantly started passing out and then gaining reconscious and passing out and gaining reconscious.
What the hell?
I could literally feel my heart slowing down.
And then I did the gayest, most dramatic run to the counter. And I was like, help my husband. And then...
And you were high as hell.
And then I went to... Yeah, but I'm still a Karen. Do you know what I mean? So then I ran to get some water. And I was like, I'm not paying for this because my husband needs it. And I was like, I need water. And nobody... Because the Canadians, they're really polite. So like, nobody was doing anything. Everyone was just minding
nobody
their own business.
Nobody was looking.
Thinking, why is this big brown bear running towards us? And then I took the water and I looked at the woman at the counter and I was like, I'm not paying. And then the other guy was like, oh, ein Wasser. And I was like, oh, fuck, we're in an airport. So not everybody speaks English. Do you know what I mean? Gave him some water, and then everyone descended on us. So then we had the woman from the airline come. Then we had the police come first. Then we had the ambulance, the paramedics. We had the fire services, and they were all around us.
Fire services? And what were they? What the fuck were you doing?
And we were paranoid as hell, thinking, okay, we are two bearded brown men, and then, like, you know, in an airport.
Yeah. I was like, that's it, we're gone.
Could you imagine?
And
now
our friend, they were like, oh yeah, Canadian police are horrible, which was a fucking lie because they're lovely. Well, to us they were anyway. So, but by then the paranoia had set in, and I was like, they're gonna take everything from us, and this is it. My career is over. We're never gonna leave Canadian land.
Never gonna be allowed back in an airport.
No.
Oh yeah, it was. Girl, I was the one going through it. It was terrible. I thought I was gonna die. Like literally, they were putting like wires on me, and doing all this machine stuff, and I kept going, and I've never sweat so much. So, you know, if you get like just bottles of water, it was buckets coming out of me, sweating so much.
Did you tell them we've had it?
Oh, yeah. I was completely honest when the police came. When the police came, I was completely, they were like angels. I could not believe I'm saying that, but they were literally angels. And they were brilliant. And I do remember one point, and I don't mean to get dark, but I literally thought I was going to die. I could feel my heart slowing down, and they put all the things on me. And I was like looking to him like, yeah, I'm gone now. And I said that something really crazy. Nice to him. And I was like, yeah, I'm going. I love you so much. And blah, blah, blah.
Any last words? And Bush was like, you fucking ruined this trip.
I know. But it was you. You kept persisting with this breathing.
Yeah, they taught me this breathing technique that I had to teach him in order for him to keep his heart rate regular.
Yeah.
And he was literally, I saw him visibly shrunk. Like, I've never seen anyone sweat that much in my life. And but then to top it all off, I was high as a kite myself, wasn't I? So I had to pretend to act sober so that these lot wouldn't arrest us, even though they weren't going to. But then I had to keep him calm as well. So I was like, you're not going to die. And Amir, I'm not going to die as well. Like, I was coaching myself.
And they were like,
well,
do you want to go to the hospital? And we thought it was like a ploy or a trick.
Yeah, but they did it really slowly. They were like, okay, yeah, you know, that's fine. You don't have to go anywhere. But, you know, if you wanted to, there's a car outside. And it was just, like, flashing. And you could see it flashing, just waiting. And I saw that as, like, the car of death. I was like, they're going to take me to a camp and I'm not going to return. And then at the end, just to test our level of conscious, because I said, oh, we're going to stay in a hotel. We're not flying. And then that kind of helped de-escalate the situation. But at the end, they were like, oh, can you give us your passports? We just want to see them. And
you flipped. We flipped roles then.
I just gave in. I said, I was so dramatic. I was in my Hollywood dramatic era. I was like, babe, just give him, it's over.
He was like, it's over.
And he was like, he turned into a proper Bradford lad. He was like, why the fuck should I give you my passports? And they were like, so then they started laughing and they were like, okay, fine, these two queens are fine.
They were like, yeah, because we need to know your name and, you know, your date of birth. I'm like, I can tell you that. Yeah, you don't need my passport for that. Yeah. I ain't giving up. And I was like, we're going to run. I don't know what we're doing.
But then, okay, so to wrap this story up. But then,
it doesn't end.
But then, okay, then what happened? I had already checked in our suitcases. And the rule is that when you leave the airport, you take your bags with you. I did not, did I? So I got a bollocking the next day saying, why the fuck have you left an unidentified object with the airport overnight? And then it took us about 2 hours to get to the airport because I was so high. And he kept saying to me, like,
No,
the hotel room.
It didn't. We thought it'd been like 8-9 hours.
Yeah.
And then we ended up back in the Starbucks we were originally at, and it'd been
like two and a half hours.
No, not even that. It'd been like no time. The flight hadn't even taken off.
No.
And in that moment I was like, oh my god, we've gone back in time.
But then he kept saying to me,
we've been given another chance to get the flight.
Because
I just wanted to hit this one drag show that I knew I was gonna miss.
But his paranoia kicked in and he kept on saying to me like, babe, where's the hotel room? It's just reasonable questions really. But I was so high, I didn't know what to do. But I thought, as long as I keep doing something, I'll keep him off my back. So I got us on a bus. Then we got on a taxi. I puked out the taxi.
Don't miss the point where we had to leave the bus because you were being sick.
Yeah.
And you were puking. And then there was a parade going on and you made us pray to this parade.
Yeah, I was like, we need to pray to the parade.
Our ancestors are here. Right, you know what? This is number one. Don't do drugs, kids. Genuinely don't do drugs.
So just to clarify before we definitely wrap this up, if I'm ever in Canada, what was that coffee called?
Oh, girl, no. But so, yeah, since then, we have not felt the need to legally get high, so we don't.
Yeah, we don't.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm on the natural high of life.
Do you know what? Sometimes you need to hit a rock bottom, and that, to me,
yeah, you do.
Is not just a rock bottom, but our gossip queen of the week.
Definitely the gossip queen of the week. Thank you so much.
They're going to invite you to primary schools to chat to kids.
Yes.
Oh, no. Monetize.
I don't want to be back in schools again.
Listen, girls, gays and theys, before we wrap up today's ep, I believe you brought us a little snack to finish our...
We have, yes.
To finish our
you,
show on.
I'm going to say you have, because...
Do you not agree with the snack?
We've bought you a couple of things.
He loves this snack.
Okay.
I don't. This is why we brought its device.
Okay, so it's controversial.
Before we talk about the snacks, I have bought a little something for you two.
Oh, you shouldn't have done this.
AKA your new work uniform. It is Lady Bushra merchandise.
Oh my god.
You can fight.
Oh. I won.
And due to the lack of diversity in your studio, we also have two posters of Lady Bushra as well. So like, oh, like North Korea. Put them up on a wall and pray to it.
Let me see.
Every morning.
You got the one I wanted.
Well, swap then. I like that one.
No, I'll have this one. I like
that. Bob.
That one, I took that picture.
Yeah, he took that picture.
And Dominic did that.
And Dominic did that artwork.
Wow.
Thank you. I actually do like that bush one. I love that picture. I love
Wear it with pride, my dears.
Fabulous.
What's our snacks? We don't want the posters. Sam can have them.
Okay, so the snack, guys. This is a bit of ASMR
is
for your listeners.
Is that henna?
Sit close. No, okay. So this snack, before I tell you the name, consists of wood. And it's wrapped in a leaf that you can actually eat.
It feels squishy.
It is called ban, and it's not technically a dessert, but it's you eat it after you've had a meal, and it contains a lot of digestive herbs and spices.
Will it make me shit myself?
I hope not.
Okay.
So what you do is, we have six. I don't know. Are we all going to, you don't want to have one, do you? It's an acquired taste.
Why do you not like this?
It's an acquired taste. So when we go for shisha, when we go for shisha, I get, you know, the nice fruity ones.
Is it supposed to have leaked? Is this right?
Yeah. And you get the plain barn shisha, and they always look at you funny, don't they?
So it's spices covered in sugar syrup. I think there's some coconut here in it as well. Okay, so there's an etiquette to eating this.
Oh, go on, sorry.
You know you can get variations of this. This is the simple version, but you can get ones where that will really give you a buzz. They even put tobacco in some of them.
You didn't get
or
them
even
Canada,
like
did
weed.
You?
But they say, no, this is not from Canada.
So this one does smell good.
So the way to eat it is you put the whole thing in your mouth and you put it to one side and you chew it slowly. But the wooden pieces, once the flavour's gone from them, you can just spit them out.
It sounds complicated. I like to just...
Wooden pieces.
Just do what you like, really.
I think it's beetle, I believe. The leaf is beetle. Okay, here we go.
I actually like it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
You don't have to lie. It's not racist, Billy.
You genuinely do like it.
Put the whole thing in your mouth. There we go, Sam. Oh.
It smells medical.
It does smell medical.
I'm going to have a little bit of it.
It smells medical.
It smells like hospital.
Yeah, it kind of tastes like Calpol.
I'm not mad at it.
Is it a bit spicy? I'm getting some spice.
There's a bit of digestive spices. You eat it after a main meal.
Danny doesn't like it by the sounds of it.
Go and get that culture down,
Danny. I don't know what's happening in my mouth.
It's done.
First of all, thank you so much for our guest
today. Shall I finish? Thank you so much for our guest today. Danny's gagging. If you want to get in touch with us, share a dilemma, funny story or anything else, camp, crazy or cuckoo, email us, letters at gossipdayspod.com, DM us at gossipdayspod. Where can you find your podcast, by the way? They've both got mouthfuls as well.
You Don't Love Me podcast, you can find it on Apple, Spotify, Google, everywhere. You can follow us on Instagram at You Don't Love Me Boys, if you don't already follow us.
There we go.
You should be.
Yeah.
And Lady Bushra as well.
And Lady Bushra as well.
Lady Bushra everywhere.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for that. I really enjoyed it. It's been amazing. Thank you. Daddy's still not.
It's like incense.
There we go.
Sorry, I don't
want to
be distracted.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's not. I don't like it.
Yeah. I am literally the only person in the world who likes it.
Oh, God. Oh. Right. We're ending the show there. Thank you, everybody. Okay. Bye.
The Gossip Gaze.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.